FM presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
Captain Horatio McNelson is getting quite worried. His navigation officer and purser are missing in transit. The engine is running on chip fat oil, and Maggie, the catering supervisor, seems to have got her claws stuck into Eugene McGlumpher, the chief engineer. They need to set sail this evening, but can't leave the harbour without the full complement of crew. Just as he's about to tear out what little hair he has left on his head, there is surprising news.
Come in.
Captain, I am so sorry that we are late, but this big lummock took us on a tour of the Highlands.
I take it you're the navigating officer.
Heavens, no, I am your purser, Philip McPocket. Pansy Potter here is your navigating officer.
Morning. Actually, it's evening. Where on earth have you two been?
He came to my house to pick me up, as he said it was on his way.
I live in Falkirk, you see.
And I live in Aberdeen. I should have known there was a problem straight away. Anyways, we start this tour of the Highlands going round the east coast, northwards.
It's the roads, you see. I'm not used to them. All that double language stuff on the signposts. Didn't know where I was. Sorry, I thought you said you were the navigating officer.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I am. I'm Robert Thatcher.
Well, how on earth are you going to be able to navigate us to Uig if you can't find your way in a road map from Falkirk to Greenock?
Oh, it'll be fine. For a start, there's no signposts on the sea, silly. And then I bought this new AA road map from the garage when we got to Wick. It's got all the new routes on it.
What use is an AA map on the sea?
Look, all those blue bits. They represent the water. I'm not stupid, you know.
That's a matter of opinion.
Anyway, Mr. McPocket, tell me a little about yourself.
Well, I'm from Aberdeen and I'm 60 years of age. I hate to see money being squandered, and you can be sure that I will not be allowing it on this ship. I also have a few ideas on how we can maximise our profit margins. I'll give you my ideas later, after I get my first pay packet.
I shall look forward to that, Mr. McPocket. Meanwhile, I think maybe you should both make your way to the deck and familiarise yourself with the other members of the crew. Mr. Thatcher, that's the closet door. The door to the cabin is over there.
Just checking.
Heaven help us.
I don't know how you managed to wangle your way into my cabin, woman, but I'll tell you, you will not be there for long.
Oh, Scotty. Now, you know that I wouldn't take advantage of you, but you've got to remember that I'm just a woman. As I was saying, I'm only a woman who is under extraordinary circumstances at the moment and needs the strong arms of a fine, handsome man to keep me safe from harm.
Aye, well, I draw the line at you kissing me goodnight. I had the most awful nightmares after that.
Oh, you're nothing but a tease. Anyway, never mind that. Here, I think this is the place the captain told us about, Willie's Wine Emporium.
Good day to you. Are you looking for anything in particular?
We were told you had some high quality wines. We've got £37 and 56 pence to spend, and we need as much as we can get. It's for the new ferry service.
Well, let me see. I have just the thing for a discerning palate. Here.
Buckfast?
Aye, it's made by monks, you ken. So you can even sell it on a Sunday. I've just had a delivery of the stuff that's slightly out of date. I can sell it to you for, £37.50.
How out of date is it?
Only 2 years. It's fine. I ask you, how could wine get out of date?
Oh, I don't know, Scotty. What do you think? I'd hate to poison anyone.
You get 500 bottles of the stuff and a free cat.
We'll take it.
Are you mad, woman? What the nerf do you want a cat for?
Oh, I'd feel safer on the ship if I had a pussy that I could set about catching the rats.
Believe me, woman, all you have to do is look at the rats and they'll vanish, especially at the sight of your fazog.
Love is a mysterious thing. Here, you watch my pussy while I get my money out.
So, armed with cases of the special wine tonic known as Buckfast and Maggie's newly acquired feline friend, they make their way back to the ship. Unfortunately for Maggie, the first people they bump into are the captain and Crawford McCrawford, the second deckhand.
Maggie, how did you get on with the buying trip? Did you get something of a particularly good vintage for the passengers?
Oh, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
What was that noise? Did you hear it, Captain? It was like one of the hideous creatures that roam the night with evil intent.
You mean a hoodie?
No, Captain, a cat. There's a cat on the ship. We're doomed, I tell you.
Nonsense, Crawford. There's no cat in the ship, is there, Scotty?
Are you going to tell him, or am I?
Captain, it's my pussy that made that noise. Now, he's no bother. Lovely animal, and will feel right at home in my cabin, chasing the rats.
Your cabin?
Maggie, I don't know. As much as I would like to take it on board...
We're doomed.
I really don't think we can afford to... Oh, look, he's lovely. What's his name?
His name, it's, Boris.
Well, I'm sure as long as he keeps to himself, we can put him to use. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to make sure we're ready for the oath. Scotty, help Maggie store the wine in the cellar and meet me on the bridge.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, that was close.
What made he give the cat the name of Boris? Where did that come from?
Well, I looked up at you and all I could see was Boris Karloff, you with your strong arms and facial hair. And I thought, Boris Katloff. Now, help me get these crates to the cellar and I might let you stroke him.
All is ready for the MV Glenmidden to set sail for Uig. Maggie has got the wine, Scotty has got Maggie to contend with, and Crawford has got the distinct feeling that the cat has now doomed the voyage. Will they get to Uig in time? In fact, will they get there in one piece? Tune in next week, same time, same channel, to find out.
That was the Glenmidden Chronicles, presented by Coolin FM. Voices in no particular order were supplied by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, John Grundy, and Shona Campbell. This has been an Old Mission House production for Coolin FM.